Maile. Highly prized for lei for its delicate fragrance, the stately garland is popular for special occasions and used for adornments in hula. It caught the attention of a French researcher who traveled to our islands to produce a documentary about the plant and its place in our culture. The idea was to highlight one plant from each continent, important in traditional culture and either threatened or on the decline. We caught up with Natalie Forsaw at the recent Hawaii Festival in France, where the film was screened. The songs about Maile are as lovely as the vine itself. The hula and ole, the songs and chants, are intertwined, and the film about its place in Hawaiian culture showcases what many take for granted. The Paris filmmaker shared how Maile chose her as she sought out five important plants for five continents in her research.
The five plants, one per continent, they are all used for traditional customs. They are declining or threatened, and all are subject to solution. There are solutions to preserve them or to save them. So I chose them with different, there are trees, there are flowers, there are vines, all sorts. And in France, it's Arnica for Europe, Arnica montana, which is a plant that is very broadly used. Used for bruises and bumps and everything that you can
have.
It's
medicinal.
Yes, it's medicinal. And it's a very nice yellow flower that you find in the mountains. And people, they use the bulbs, they use everything, but they have no idea it's a flower. They have no idea it grows in France. And they have no idea it's unendered. They know nothing about it. It's a commodity. And this is what I want to raise as a topic, is like, please consider the plant, the living being that's behind everything you use, or you eat, or you heal yourself with.
Right, so don't lose the connection,
yes,
that plant and the earth, and then what we use it today when it becomes a commodity.
Mm-hmm. And that's the mission of the association I created 11 years ago, is to renew or to recreate the link between human and plants.
And what is the name of the association?
Plant et Planète, Plant and Planète.
And so with Maile, what did you learn about that and the similarities with Arnica?
I learned that we have a responsibility towards the plants, and that they are more than ready to help us human, to give us their benefits. And they are so powerful and so, ready to give humans. But we are blind to that, and we don't give them enough in return. And we have this responsibility to preserve for them their ecosystem, where they live, and to respect them. So that's something, that was common in all the different plants I studied. But Maile was fantastic because it was the last one, and all the knowledge I had from the plants before, from the studies before, I could measure the path that I've been walking on from the first plant that was Palo Santo in Peru and the last plant, which was Maile in Hawaii. And I don't know, it was just kind of magical. I felt the magic of Maile. Everything, all the meetings were one after the other, people helping, always meeting the right person at the right moment. I had only 1.5 months on the field for making the documentary and the research, which is very short.
So you came to Hawaii and just did a deep dive?
Yes. And all these people helping me, all these people, all these places. For example, I went to Koke National Park, and I decided to go for a walk, and I was a friend who came with me, and we said, okay, let's go this direction and this direction. I end up in Maile Flat, which was full of Maile, and it was totally not prepared. It was just amazing how everything came together, everything came like that. And that's one example, but it was the whole trip was like that.
And the serendipity.
Yes, but how can you imagine? I mean, in all the different path and different ways I could have been, I could have gone in this big national park to end up in Maile Flat, well, that's the magic of Maile.
So it just happened.
Yes.
And so in putting this together, I know you said, mentioned it was kind of magical, but to have it in a forum like this where you have both then the interested folks here from Paris and also then the folks from Hawaii who are also learning from your film.
I think it's on the internet, everyone can see it. And I show it to school, to students, and of course people don't know us enough, so they won't go to the internet to check for this film. But it's my mission kind of to go to schools, to go to people, to show it in festivals. I will show it also in the south of France in October for the science festival, because there are a lot of scientific reference in the film. And if we can raise the topic of cultural approach that is complementary to scientific approach, then, you know, the ID will little by little make its way.
And Sam Gahn did a presentation talking about cultural conservation and how it goes hand in hand.
Yes, it's so important. And I'm very grateful to Sam because with his experience and his scientific background, I think his message is really powerful. So it's all these people working together from different points on the planet and in Hawaii, in France, and we all need to work together to let people know about their responsibility to plant, but also all the beauty and the benefit we can have from them.
And your next project is gathering plants.
I do it. I have a place. Well, I don't like the terms. I have a place. I am the warden of the place. No, how would you say?
Manager.
No, it's not manager. It's like steward.
Steward of the land. Yeah.
Steward of the land, of a piece of land, and I gather my own plants and I make my own preparations there. But the next project is to work on rituals about plants and how we can adapt them to our culture, to the culture of today, to respect and love the plants more, even more than what we do.
In this excerpt from the film, Halau Mele chanter Sam Ohugan shares this ole about Mele.
So that's how that chant starts. And it says, with the low-growing lehua blossoms of the uplands and watered by the drizzly rains of Pana'ewa that are mixed with the scent of the maile of Pana'ewa. And so whenever you are in a place that's famous for the maile, they're going to weave the maile into the chants, just as you might weave a maile into a lei that you wear. It's a beautiful thing. The smell is cool and somewhat sweet, a little bit of vanilla-like overtones. It's a very subtle, beautiful smell. Unlike a flower, and yet not a green smell like just crushed leaves, it has a wonderful fragrance that's almost indescribable.
So the next time you come across this traditional lei, stop, won't you, and smell the maile. We were talking with Natalie Froissart, the producer of a documentary focusing on the maile's cultural significance to Hawaii. For links to the film shown at the Hawaii Festival in Paris, you can check out the website, our website, at hawaiipublicradio.org.